time to check in with our folks from Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Mark on the line.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting day. I'll tell you, after yesterday with this market, it was pretty volatile. The market fell about 380 points, almost 400 points. It actually fell below 400 points there for a while. Rebound a little bit, but still way down. But it looks like we're going to be up a little bit today. It looks like the market will be up about 120 points. We'll bounce a little bit. But we did get some earnings this morning, which were actually pretty good for the most part. Cisco Systems, which, not Cisco the food company, Cisco the Systems, which is the world's largest maker of network equipment, they reported earnings that beat analysts' expectations. They reported earnings of 43 cents a share. Wall Street was looking for 39 cents a share, so it was a very good quarter. As a matter of fact, they said this next quarter their revenue should grow about 7 to 8%, which is very good news for them. And most of this has to do with what we're all starting to use on our smartphones, the cloud. We're starting to store our information in the cloud, and Cisco Systems makes that possible. So this company is growing very well. That stock looks like it's going to be up about 5, 6% this morning. Another company, which this one's taken a beating and has been taking a beating, is Green Mountain Coffee. And if you use Keurigs, this is the company that makes those things. They make all the single cup coffee systems for that, and they also sell coffee to other companies like Starbucks. And this company, the stock looks like it's going to be down about 35% this morning. It has just been a terrible investment the last few months. Just in 2 months' time, that stock has fallen from 110 to, it looks like it's going to open up about $47 this morning. And that's mainly because their revenue guidance was not very good. And Kohl's this morning reported earnings that their earnings rose 20%, which is great news for them. Their revenues rose about 4%. And the company said, hey, everything's looking good for Christmas, but we'll have to wait and see. And that stock looks like it's going to be up this morning. And what caused the markets to go down yesterday so big? Well, again, it's all about Europe. And this time it has to do with Italy. Italy is just really hurting, and it's starting to look like Greece. Their interest rates are shooting up, and they're having a hard time refinancing their debt. And so they're trying to get a rescue package from the EU, see if they can help out, just like Greece had to do. So we'll just see how long this one plays out and see how much it affects our market. But if you think Italy's having problems, we need to look back here at home. We're also having problems. Matter of fact, over in Jefferson County, which is in Alabama, which is where Birmingham is located, that county just filed bankruptcy, and that is the largest municipality bankruptcy in the United States history. They have debts of $4.1 billion. So that is not good news for the United States. And that has a lot to do with, they said, well, it has a lot to do with their sewer system. Their sewer system was very outdated, and they were trying to replace all the pipes and everything, and it just ended up costing too much, and they ran into problems, and now they can't pay their bills. Now, I do have some good news this morning for the night owls out there. If you're a person who loves to shop at night instead of in the morning, Walmart has decided that instead of having Black Friday start early on Friday morning, they're going to start it at 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving night. So they're going to start putting toys and home accessories and clothing on sale at 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving. And then at midnight on that night, they're going to put electronics on sale. Then at 8 a.m., on Friday, they'll put a whole bunch of other items on sale. So that's great news for the night owl people out there. Now, as far as the market this morning, it looks like we'll open up about 100, 120 points, but we'll see if we'll keep that.
And, oh, man, Walmart just keeps coming up with them, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, that company's actually seems to be getting its act together lately, and that stock should be up this morning. It's really done well. They've struggled for the last decade, but they're finally turning around, and there are a lot of night owls out there.
I guess. Yeah, and they're ready to shop. I guess they'd find some money.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
Take care.
Thank you, sir. That's Mark Myers of Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Give him a call. He can help you. 479-782-2527 is the number to call. 782-2527. Or email him at mmyers@sternag.com.